I hate life. I just want to go to bed.
Hey, just breathe. In for four. Hold for three. And out for four. Yeah, just like that.
Everything is okay. Everything will be all right. Let us take you on a journey. Let us show you the art of staying positive.
We are not medical licensed professionals. The opinions expressed in the show do not reflect that of the university and are solely that of the individuals involved.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode, the first ever episode of The Art of Staying Positive.
Oh my God.
I'm Manaim, one of your hosts, and who just almost interrupted me.
My apologies. I am Alex, your other co-host.
And we're kind of third year students at Ryerson.
kind of.
Yeah.
We're both kind of struggling, but we both decided that it's time to get real about our mental health. It's time to get real about what we can put back into the community, and this is why I should not be a host.
No, you had a live radio show. What are you talking about?
It's easier when it's just a talk show, and this is like different. All right.
Dang, yeah, this has an intention behind it.
And that's why it's a little more pressure, but there is no problem in that, because when there is pressure, there is diamonds, because diamonds need pressure.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
We went there. So we are your hosts for The Art of Staying Positive. What is The Art of Staying Positive, Manai?
Well, Alex has a fancy schmancy little love of psychology, and this semester he's in a positive psychology course. And positive psychology is just ways that we can incorporate, you know, scientifically backed means of improving our day-to-day lives into our everyday routines.
Yes.
How'd I do? Is that good enough?
I think you pretty much got it. Definitely sold there with my love of psychology. As we mentioned previously, we are third-year students at Ryerson.
Well, we're one and a half students at Ryerson.
We are one and a half at Ryerson. Yes, that is true. Manaim decided... Well, not decided. I'm going to let you say your story, first of all.
I decided. I think it was a choice. And I think I'm taking a short-term withdrawal this year. I like to say it's dropping out, but my mom keeps repeating that it's not dropping out and I will be returning in the fall. But going back to our mental health, Alex and I have not very good mental health, and that was a contributing factor in my dropping out.
Yeah.
So right now, we're going to have two perspectives. We're going to have Alex, who is dealing with the humdrum of daily, you know, student and working and lives. Oh my God, he does extracurriculars and stuff. This guy is wild, man. And then you're going to see how, you know, the same art of staying positive is incorporated to someone's life who is sort of maybe jumping in the deep end, trying to take this year to do as much beneficial work to my mental health as possible. We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
How it goes.
Spot on. In the sense that, like, you're going to be seeing two different perspectives. One of a student. Well, first of all, we're both two individuals who have mental health issues. There's like a stigma against mental health these days where people don't really talk about their health and their what they struggle with. And I think that's the number one key to ever growing and learning, is to actually speak about the difficulties that we all have. One thing that's really important that Manaim brought up is that, yes, we are two different perspectives, in a sense that I'm continuing my education in my third year at Ryerson. Manaim, which I really want to like say right now, I think you did the great thing for yourself where you made the right choice in, you know, favoring your mental health, taking time to actually learn from it, grow from it, figuring out what you want, and then returning to your education or whatever you choose to do in the future with that time to heal, you know?
Thank you, but I want to say I respect you even more, because you're still in it. You're still lost in the sauce. having to deal with everything that stressed me out. Oh my God. Like, I think we were talking about this before, and it's like being able to drop out and take time is a privilege because not everyone is able to do that. And so, I don't know. I feel like this was a very extreme decision. I'm really grateful to finally be in a... I always wanted to put a pause on life, and this feels like doing that. So, but you're still going, and you're still like... Even though you say you're procrastinating on your work and stuff, I mean, despite dealing with challenges every day, you still wake up and get her done. So props to you, man.
Wouldn't have been able to do it without my support system or the positive psychology in my life.
Hey.
So 110%.
Bringing it full circle.
Full circle in that. No, but thank you. I really do appreciate that because sometimes I'm really hard on myself and I'm like, I really wish I did take a year off. Although I didn't, like you said, being able to take a year off is a privilege in its own, where some people can't do that. Like for financial reasons, OSAP won't let me.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a lot of lists for other people why they may choose or may not choose to go, you know, take a year off or go to part-time student. I unfortunately did not have that opportunity, missed the deadline, as I always do, ADHD. And, you know, we stuck it out. So we get to see that differential and we get to see how... you know, mental health affects both of us in different ways. So positive psychology, before we get into a little bit about the topic of today, positive psychology, as Manaim said, is the study of positivity, how we as people can better ourselves with certain tactics in our daily life to, you know, enrich life, to make us feel fulfilled. It's not just, you know, being grateful or being aware of life and being, you know, happy about it. It's actually being able to, you know, feel fulfilled in your day-to-day and being able to enjoy everything around us. And that's what positive psychology is. It's the study of what those things are that help us feel happier. So for today, we are going to talk about gratitude. Gratitude. What is gratitude?
Gratitude is when you are... Oh, I don't think it's illegal to use the word grateful or whatever word you're trying to define in the definition, right? Like you can't.
Oh yeah, you can't use the word in the
right?
definition.
Dang. Gratitude is being appreciative of what you have. Boom.
I'm gonna pull out the definition. Gratitude is about noticing good things that are happening all around you, savoring the kindness and generosity of others, and the opportunities that you could explore. Being thankful and pleased and relieved for all the things that you have, being grateful and showing appreciation for those kindness or those kind acts. And yeah, it's overall the feeling of being grateful for something or someone, appreciating those little good things that you never really think about. You know what I mean? In my personal opinion, gratitude is, it's the force that brings you back to earth, brings you back to humbleness kind of thing, you know? Being humble, being able to realize that not having everything is totally okay because you still have those good things that make your life worth it. Even if those little things are very minimal, you still have those to be grateful for. To go a little bit more in depth about gratitude, I'm going to be taking some research from my class. As we've talked previously, I love psychology, and so we're about to get a little bit psych nerdy. So there's two important factors of gratitude and how to achieve it in your daily lives and how to use it to your benefit. So when it comes to gratitude, there's affirmation and recognition. First of all, affirmation, we know what that is. It's affirming, we're realizing and noticing the good things and saying yes to life. So that's pretty much it when it comes to affirming gratitude. Noticing those good things and saying yes. Recognition, however, is realizing that that source of good is not just coming from within you, but also from outside of you. So realizing that those small little things aren't always at the center of you. They're not always about you. It's maybe, you know, nature. There's actual scientific terms where there's like certain chemicals in the air that you don't get everywhere else. And when you walk outside, it just, I believe it's your endorphins that just go skyrocketing. And it, it just overall, it helps you, it reduces stress, I believe, and it increases your happiness chemicals pretty much. Let's call them happy chemicals. So
I like how there's there's two ways that it's inside of you and outside of you. So
exactly.
I feel like a lot of the time, a lot of the responsibility is put on us to, you know, try our best to be positive. And it can be so hard, honestly. So if we do just go outside and automatically feel better because of all those magical little chemicals, that's really awesome. And then the fact that you can appreciate something like going outside, and even though it's not something that you necessarily have, but it's just the ability to be able to go outside. You're not
the privilege.
Sick. You're not, you know, trapped in a medieval torture chamber. I'm grateful for that all the time, dude. I'm grateful for whenever I'm not at the dentist, because I hate being there so much. Sometimes I just like am aware of the fact that I'm not in that chair, and I'm like, thank you so much. Oh my god.
Thank you so much. Oh my god. No, I got you. My dentist doesn't like me either. No, but like definitely, like the whole, like what you said, that like even going outside, like we can do that. That's a privilege that we can just go outside, and it changes our whole environment. And that in itself, again, going back to psychology a little bit, our environment really dictates a lot about us. It dictates a lot about our mood, our energy levels, our stress, our anxiety, our depression, things like that. It really matters. And so being able to walk outside, go for a quick little walk, a jog, you know, literally just being able to change your environment will shift your health a lot. And where the gratitude comes in is being able to realize that, being able to realize that, you know, this walk, oh my god, it's elevating my happiness. It's you know, I'm less stressed. I'm able to breathe clearly. I can think more clearly, you know?
You know what I love about, like, even though it can be hard at first, what I love about gratitude is that, like, just like yoga, it's a practice. And so in the name of, like, in saying that you're practicing gratitude, it's inherently saying that, hey, you're not going to be awesome at it when you first start. When you first start, you might not be able to, like, yesterday, Alex and I were practicing the three, well, I don't know, he's going to talk about it later, but whatever.
The three good things, no, definitely.
And I came up with my list, not to brag, in like 2 seconds. I was writing three things, but I finished it in 2 seconds. Bam. And then Alex, he was like having such a hard time. And that's like, no, I shouldn't shame him for that, because it is a practice. And it means that, you know, even though Alex isn't good at it right now and he has a hard time thinking of things he's grateful for, he's just going to get better at it. And then it's just going to be a part of his life, and he'll like naturally just find the good. And that sort of overcomes our like negative bias. I'm sure people have heard of that we're suffering from so much nowadays, especially with news. We always focus on the bad stuff that happens, and now we can try and, you know, train our brains to go in the other way. So even though gratitude and practicing gratitude is hard, the emphasis goes on the practice. So there are ways that you can practice and improve your abilities to engage in gratefulness.
Bueno, perfect. Literally, just like Manaim just said, a great way to practice gratitude is this little trick that I was taught in my class, which is called the three good things. So the three good things is pretty much you keep a gratitude journal where you record every single day three good things that happened in that day. You know, life is a little difficult, so maybe you can't write three good things every single day. Maybe it's every other day, once a week, once a month, whatever works for you. But just having that little journal so that you can look back to when, you know, say, for example, you're not having the greatest time. You know, maybe it's midterms. Maybe it's really stressful. Or maybe you didn't get that job that you wanted, so you're a little bit, you know, discouraged. But having that journal just to look back to, you know, flip through the pages, see some great things that you've been grateful for in the past, you know, few months, it helps you realize how little things really do help. So Manaim and I actually did this this little trick, or this little practice thing. What is it called?
This activity?
Thank you. This little activity that we tried this activity yesterday. And Manaim, you came up with, I believe it was
the
family.
Three Fs.
The three Fs. And what are those three Fs?
Family, friends, and food.
See, just being able to pinpoint those. Although family and friends are huge, same with food.
Food is integral, my guy. Come on.
It's integral.
Going back to that Burger King reference, dude, I can be grateful for it.
No, definitely. What am I trying to say
with
this?
Ooh, But you know what? I think that the fact anytime I've had to do any kind of activity like this where you have to write down what you're grateful for, I always go for those, you know, low-hanging fruit, friends and family, because it's like obvious. But the thing about this practicing, you know, with the mind, or not mindfulness, that's another topic for another time, but with this gratefulness journal, you could come up with new ideas each time. And so you're growing your list of, you know, the plethora of items and experiences and what have you in your life. That's awesome. And so you can go back to that. And rather than just like looking at my crappy list of the three F's anytime that I'm feeling sad. And, you know, because obviously I feel like we can take things for granted as well. Things like the three F's, you can very much, you know, take your family and friends for granted because they're there all the time. And same with food, if you have a lot of like food security and financial security as well. But, you know, little things on your list when you notice it, like how much you enjoy interactions with strangers, or how much you like the rain when it's raining, or snow when it starts to snow, or the feeling of leaves crunching under your... Oh, dang, I'm getting really cheesy.
No, I love that. Even saying that, the crunchiness of leaves in the fall. Oh, my God.
I have a friend who doesn't like that sensation. She avoids piles of leaves. Anyway, what was your three things?
My three things. What did I write? I wrote family. I know the third one was opportunities, but what was the second? I wrote nature.
Nature.
So my three good things that I wrote yesterday were family, whether that be blood or chosen, because I'm a huge person on, you know, when you make that friendship or that connection, that relationship, when you make that relationship and that connection, it doesn't go away. I have a bunch of friends that I talk to maybe once or twice a year, but it's like we've been talking like every single day. You get what I mean? Like, it's like we might have not talked for a full year, but when we do talk, it's like nothing changed because we
instantly
still have that connection.
Back, yeah.
Exactly. I also wrote nature because I'm huge, huge, huge on nature. I wish I got more of it. I live in the suburbs, so I literally walk out of my house and there's like the woods right behind it. There's parks everywhere. I love seeing trees. My favorite time of the year is fall because of the leaves changing, the crunchiness when you step on them, the crunchy sounds. I love that. And of course, I wrote opportunities because without opportunities, I feel as though I would not try as hard as I do in my life. Damn. You know, without opportunities, where do we grow? Might be a little too deep for me. Who knows what my next three good things are going to be. But pretty much with the three good things, yeah, you get to keep that gratitude journal. But pretty much when you're writing those three good things that happen in your day, you should also note what your role is in making them. Maybe you're the active participant in the sense that, you know, you're grateful for having breakfast. Did you make that breakfast? Did you come up with eating breakfast? Or did you even, you know, make that recipe? Take in part what your role is in making that good thing happen, you know? Even if it's maybe not relative at all. Maybe, you know, it's just rain. You're grateful for the rain that happened. Okay, well, what is it about the rain that makes you happy? Why are you so grateful for that rain? Is it because it's nurturing the grass in your backyard? Is it the fact that...
It
smells nice. It could be anything. You should always write down what your role is, even if it, you know, could be completely passive.
I really like how there's this aspect with the journal. At first, when you said the journal, I thought we would just be listing three things we're grateful for. But the fact that it's three good things that happened that day, it relates it to, like, specific things that happened in that day and you have to be, like, looking out for. And then afterwards, you kind of analyze it. I love the little analyzing part because then you get to see what about it makes you grateful for it. And anytime I've, like, tried gratefulness, you, like, say the thing, and then it's all almost like you should know already why. But like when you actually think about it, then you can incorporate ways to maybe include more of that in your life. And maybe, I don't know. Yeah, you can work on it.
I totally love that because when you brought that up, it's the reflection of those tiny little things that make you grateful for life, really, if
for
you think
sure.
about it. Definitely. So where the three good things came from and why I really suggest it is actually a research study that was done on a large test group where for a various amount of months, they were given these activities to do. The three good things being one of them, it actually showed that this specific task, the three good things, it increased happiness and decreased depression and depressive traits. There we go. So what the study showed was that the three good things specifically increased happiness and decreased depressive traits within the first 6 months of incorporating this into people's lives. And the reason, it's a huge thing. It's actually a huge thing if you think about it.
Hey, Alex, maybe we need to keep doing this.
Definitely.
Three good things
Should we do one right now?
Oh my god, yeah. At the end of every episode, we're going to do a little meditation with you guys based off the topic of that day's episode. And yeah, let's do it. That's going to be fun. Want to do three good things that's happened today?
Now that we've talked about gratitude, I want you guys to close your eyes and listen to my words. Try to absorb anything you hear and link it to your personal lives. Gratitude. The act of being grateful for pretty much anything. Look deep into your life. Look deep into your day. What is something that puts a smile to your face? What is it that makes you keep going? What is it that helps you, I don't know, fight your personal battles? What is it that makes it simple? What is it that makes those difficult things in life just a little bit more easier for you to keep going? All right, I got mine, but they're very, like, specific to my life.
That's okay. Okay, you go first.
All right. All right, so for my three good things, I wrote, one, my warm bed, because I love waking up to, like, a very warm bed. It makes me not want to get out of bed, but at the same time, it's just very soothing and relaxing on my body, and it just makes me feel at home. So I absolutely love that. It's something that I'm very grateful. You know when you wake up and it's like freezing cold? You're like, I don't like that. Yeah, so that's why I'm very grateful for those warm bed times that I wake up. Definitely. For my second happy thing that happened today was bright mornings. I love waking up to like morning sunshine, you know? When it's out.
You stole my idea. Oh my god.
Did I?
I wrote it kind of differently. I said windows because every day when I open my window, it's just awesome. It fills my room with light and yeah, it changes my mood for sure.
I definitely. See, that's the thing. I live in a basement, right? So I don't have any natural light. So when I wake up and I walk up the stairs and then I see that natural light, that bright mornings, I love
it.
Absolutely love it. Definitely. And I'm so grateful for it because natural light, I don't know, it just makes life so much better. When I move into my own home, I swear to God, the key to my lighting is going to be natural light. I want it to be completely open. I want my whole window, every wall should be a window.
A glass house.
That's a glass house. Oh my
There's
God.
There's like
no
a
privacy.
House in my town and it's like glass all the way around. And it just looks like it would get so hot in the summertime, though. It's a spectacle, but it is a double-edged sword, I would have to say. Anyway, what's your other?
And my third and last thing that I wrote down for today was my pet greetings in the mornings.
Aww.
I have a cat and a dog. My cat's name is Cooper. My dog's name is Sugar. I did not get to pick her name. It's my sister's choice. But definitely, like, waking up and seeing my dog's tail, like, wiggle, like, oh my gosh, she's excited to see me. Same with my cat, but my cat sleeps in my bed. So, like, waking up and having my little furry ball right next to me, it just reminds me of, like, love, I want to say. Like, love and, like, connection. Because I never had that kind of connection with my cat before. He never liked to sleep with me, but recently he's been sleeping with me a lot more, and so I'm really grateful for it. And again, I do live in a basement, so it's a little scary at times. Having a little fur ball with me is kind of cute and cuddly, you know?
He defends you from the monsters.
The monsters. He can see ghosts.
Oh,
I fully believe it. I fully believe cats can see ghosts.
See, I feel like it would freak me out if I got a cat and it just, like, looked into the corner.
Oh, yo, that's all they do. Like, in the middle of the night, I'll sometimes wake up and he's just staring at the wall. It's terrifying, but at the same time, like, hey, at least he's on top of it. He knows it's there.
You know what I would be grateful for? Mega psychic abilities. Can that come into my life, please? I want to talk to ghosts. I don't know. No, maybe I don't. Maybe I should be grateful for not having that.
Maybe. Who knows? All right, Manai, what are your three good things?
Well, we already said windows, which was a take on your light topic. And also, you know what? Let's just go into windows, because when windows look cool and architecture and stuff, hell yeah. Definitely. Windows are epic. I also like stairs, or no, escalators. I think escalators are really cool, but that's not on my list today. I didn't go.
I was going to say, you put escalators.
I figured if we're talking about architectural stuff, I don't know. Anyway, ooh, this kind of counts. This kind of counts as architecture. Showers. I just got really sweaty while filming this, and I was like, oh, when I take a shower, it's going to be so good. Oh my God. Definitely. And then the last one is makeup, because I was very lazy today, just like you, I think. And then I put on some makeup, and it made me feel a little more awake. And I love doing art, but I feel like with that kind of mental block that I get, it's so hard to even. But then being able to do something creative like that, that I am able to do, I'm very, very appreciative of it. So yes, there's my list. Guess I'll do some more tomorrow. And we gotta keep it up, man.
We're gonna implement, like, genuinely, that's a very important thing with this whole three good things, is that although it is saying, like, oh, it should be every day, is that you can also do it whenever. Mm. Any time of the day. It could be any time of the week. It's not mandatory for you to do it every single day. It's not mandatory for you to do it every single week. It's just being consistent with it and making sure that you are writing these things down and that you are paying attention to the things in your day-to-day, reflecting on those things. Those are the things that bring out gratitude in your life. It's again, it's the practice of doing it. Just saying that you're going to do it, or that just saying that you're grateful for this, isn't really going to take you anywhere without you actually putting a little bit more effort and reflecting a little bit and bringing it back to your own personal experience in life, you know?
There you go. Even just writing it down, game changer. Just saying it, it's half the battle. Writing it down, boom. Just think you got a full, you just got a life pack in a video game. You're thriving.
And with that, thank you guys for listening. We hope that this has helped you out, like it has helped us. We will be implementing it in our day-to-day lives, as we hope you do too. And as well, we'll see if we can implement it into our show later on. Maybe just implementing those three good things that have helped us throughout our week. And maybe you guys can list off yours as we create different ways of reaching with our audience.
We can check in and see who's got a longer list. I like how I keep making it into a competition. It's not a competition.
Definitely, no.
We'll make it into one for entertainment factor.
Definitely.
You guys can bet on Alex or me. We'll have a location where you can do that. This is a joke. The university does not stand behind it. Anyway, take care, everyone.
Literally. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you soon back at it with another tip and trick on how to stay positive.
Peace out.
This is The Art of Staying Positive.
Positive. Positive.
Positive. Positive.